from the underworld to your world. This is Black Crackneck.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Black Craft Podcast. These are the five hottest songs of the week. I'm Bees, he's Nick Nocturnal, and we kick things off with Alpha Wolf, Bring Back the Noise. Like, Australia have been kicking out wicked bands over the course of the last decade. I really fucking like Alpha Wolf. How do you feel about them, Nick?
Oh, they're great, man. They're like, I put them in this weird category. Like, I know a lot of people just call it like metalcore or, you know, hard, like modern hardcore. It's just piss. It's just angry. You know, arf, arf, rar, rar, throw down, short songs. And they've been like one of the most consistent bands in that category. You know, I throw bands like Knocked Loose in there as well, that are just angry, pissed, hard. You know, when the breakdown's coming, you're just ready to just be danger mode in the pit kind of thing. And yeah, the new track specifically, I love how bands are doing these like pissed new metal riffs that are being used as the chorus over like a screaming line that's rhythmic and catchy, which is sick. The only thing I was waiting for like an Akudama moment in this track, like Aku, and I was like, oh, that didn't happen. But it was just a good heavy constant pumper, and I was
happy. I hear where you're coming from, because there's like no subtlety. Like, everything is just like a punch in the face after a punch in the face, and not just on this song, but in general. And like, yeah. I don't give a fuck being used as a mosh call. Like, yeah, I think that's something that, like, under any context I can get behind. But also, like, on this song, what you say about the new metal, it's kind of cool to hear the turntables like used as an actual instrument. Like, there's parts in this where the turntable is literally the driving force of what's going on melodically, and that's kind of different. And this is one for you, because you're the one who plays guitar. I just love that it always feels like there's so much low end with Alpha Wolf. It just feels like everything is just like guttural and designed to kick you in the gut.
Yeah, I mean, guitar tones nowadays have advanced in a fun way. A lot of people are also using like pitch shifting and like 50-50 splits, meaning like they have like 50% of an octave lower. I don't know if Alpha Wolf was using that during that track, but a lot of bands in that style now are like, it's just so hilarious how pitch shifting and pitch splitting is kind of working, which is making everything sound so low and just ignorant. It's great.
Agreed. Pure filth from Alpha Wolf. Bring back the noise. Next track from the UK, Graphic Nature with Fractured. And I do love that if there's one consistent thing that we seem to pick, it is we pick songs with the hardest endings known to man.
Oh yeah. It's pissed. I mean, that's the thing, like this week randomly had like the most pissed music I've ever heard. Like, I was just like, it was just angry week. So I was like, I was just sitting here like on Friday, I was like, yeah man, like angry, pissed, 2 minute song, next, angry, pissed, 2 minutes, like no complaints. It's great. And Graphic Nature is a band that definitely leans again into that new metal side of things, in a very unique way with production and samples, but also in just a very angry, pissed off way, especially with the vocal delivery and the riffs, man. They're just a solid band.
I like that where on Alpha Wolf the turntables kind of, they feel like both of these things serve their purpose. So I'm not saying one's better than the other, but in Alpha Wolves, it feels like a real nod to the past. Like that fucking Deftones, Incubus style, like Slipknot style use of turntables. Whereas Graphic Nature use things that were big in nu metal, and like the kind of the things that they use, like the old school drum and bass part. In this song, like it somehow still sounds more contemporary. Like it doesn't feel like it's kind of drawing from the past or pastiche. And I think there's a bit of Slipknot in this, because there's like these kind of creepy early Slipknot leads over the top of how much mileage they get out of the main riff with this.
It's piss. It's piss, and it creates this atmosphere too, which again, like, Slipknot. It's so wild that like nu metal is just doing a full cycle, like as its own genre, and all those bands being like bigger than ever, but also the modern metal genre in itself is taking so much influence from the 20 years ago and modernizing it that it's just cool to hear all those elements done in a new way as well.
Yeah, exactly. Especially like as someone that was there for it all the first time around, like Like it coming back, it doesn't just feel like loads of bands ripping off the bands from back then. Influence from it, yeah, sure. Yeah. But all of these bands are their own bands in their own right. So shout out to Graphic Nature, who are really consistent as well. I'm excited to see what comes next from them. Fractured is the song, and this is a bit different, not into like both in terms of different to the two songs that we picked so far, but also Alluvial with Death Is But a Door. The last record felt like one of the things I love about Trivium these days is they're so proficient at so many different types of metal, and they just throw it all into a blender, but it all sounds like Trivium. And Alluvial came from that same school, like not sounding like Trivium, but like that same thing of like they felt like they were so good at so many different things. This particular song feels like a real turn of pace from where they was on that last record.
Yeah, this seems like more their like chill vibe, relating more to, oh god, I forgot what the single was called, but it was also their chill record on Sarcoma, or the chill song on that, which had a music video. And this seems kind of like the next step relating to that song, where it has this open-y, like, it's not Deftones-y, but just very, like, ethereal, like,
mellow. Chill.
Yeah, like, yo, bro, let's play this out kind of chorus that is dark and really evil, and then the verses just pump and are heavy and filled with riffs and chunky everything, especially the vocals hit super hard. And then, too, the video, oh my god, this is one where if you watch the video, like, it's disturbing. I'm like, damn, man, like I wasn't ready to be sad today. Like it's just like, and like disturbed. It's a whole kind of package, and it definitely lends itself to with the song. But like this song is, it sounds so much like Alluvial, but it's also a cool, unique twist on their usual just pumping techie prog modern. It's kind of like prog death, tech death, but it's so much more than that, especially with Wes Hawk's like guitar work and riffs and solos and stuff. Yeah.
And that's it. Like it's got this kind of really dreamy feel to it. And the melodic vocal is super cool. But I like the gothic creepiness. But when it gets going, the muddy tone that's used with the double kicks and the solo is proper fucking Sinister Gates stood on the side of a mountain fucking Guitar Hero shit.
Oh, Wes's guitar solos are not to be fucked around with. That guy shreds insanely hard. Yeah.
Yeah, well worth your time. Go and check out the last record. This is the third song from a new record from Alluvial. Death Is But a Door. Stoked on that. This top five is powered by Delta Extracts, an American musical supply. DeltaExtrax.com is the place to get all of your hemp-based cartridges, gummies, disposables, and more. Use the code BlackCraftNews15 and you can get 15% off of your first purchase at DeltaExtrax.com. An American musical supply is the place for all things home recording. Whether you are a musician, a vocalist, a guitar player, a bass player, a drummer, if you are a podcaster and you need your equipment for that, if you are a DJ, I can vouch for this myself. I just bought some Pioneer decks from American Musical Supply. Go to AmericanMusical.com and use the code SMOKE at checkout for $20 off of any purchase of $100 or more. If you need a guitar, a mic, a set of decks, anything for home recording, AmericanMusical.com have got you hooked up. So last week, I asked you if you like Judas Priest, and if this next song from the Halo Effect, the Defiant one, had have come in the same week, I would not have had to have asked you that question at all. Like, there's a power metal style gallop to this, but like, Nick, take it away. The Halo Effect, the Defiant one.
Yeah, I mean, they're a fun band that, I mean, I always funnily joke they technically have more members of In Flames than In Flames does, but, you know, but they really take that old, like, Gothenburg sound from back in the day, a good old Milo Death, as people hate when I say it that way, and they just execute it in such a perfect way with the third harmonies and the melodies and these, like, big soaring choruses that are catchy with also the riff still being the main focus. And yeah, it definitely has roots, at least in like Judas Priest and old school like heavy metal, especially with like the specific harmonies and stuff they use. But I mean, yeah, I have a good soft spot for old school melodic death metal, and Halo Effect absolutely just aced that sound.
I love the skip in the drums. Like, it's got that real sort of weird, like gallop to it. Yes. And while it still feels old school, like the vocalist feels like he's graduated from the Danny Filth School of Goblins as well. Like, it's still got enough to keep it like kind of metal for today. Like, it doesn't feel too old school. But like,
yeah,
I have to be honest, like, power metal is not for me. Like, never has been. Like, I've thrown my hands up. This is it, man. We can't like everything, and that stuff kind of loses me. But even though it's not my type of thing, like, you cannot argue with the shred on this track whatsoever. The Halo Effect with the Defiant One. We go back to the UK for this last one. Gaslighter is the name of the song. Continents are the name of the band. Welsh metalcore. And the riff has got fucking more bounce on it than the Toronto Raptors. I fucking love this. It's super
appreciate
cool
that one thrown in there.
Yeah, man, there we go. I thought I'd play into the home team.
This is a fun one, because I actually didn't hear this band before this week, and I was like, it was very refreshing, because it also was a little nostalgic. It had a bit of like that Fearless Records core vibe from like the 2014s, which I haven't heard that in a bit, with like kind of the power chordy da 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 riffs and it was just, I like the aggression from the vocals too. It's the vocals is a very unique voice, and I was just like, okay, like I'm down with this. Like, it's aggressive, it's fun, it has a lot of energy to it, so I'm down with what they got thrown down.
It's killer that you pick, like, that was the thing that I liked as well. Like, the vocalist has got so much energy, it's so in your face, and like I get what you're saying with the Fearless Records thing as well, but I can't help but feel that, like, just the way it's constructed, I think people that like Tala will really dig this as well. And there's a, if you like the sound of what we're again, another song with a super hard riff to end as well, feels like what we trade in on this show. But like, the EP's out now, they've self-released it. Like, just they've only got something like 2,000 to 3,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, but the quality is super high with this band. So, your five hottest tracks this week: Alpha Wolf, Bring Back the Noise, Graphic Nature, Fractured, Alluvial, Death Is But a Door, The Halo Effect, The Defiant One, and Continents with Gaslighter. Nick, where can we find you this week? What you got going on, man?
Sadly, still on the internet, huh? I mean, that's it. Just, a lot of fun metal stuff, getting ready for the end of the year and Sword and stuff. And
what band in 30 seconds have you been doing recently?
Ooh, last week I did Papa Roach, and then this week we're either going Tool or Meshuggah. I'm still figuring that one out.
Oh, nice. Yeah, nice.
I don't know if my right arm can handle Meshuggah, but we'll see what happens, man. We'll try it.
get the biceps rocking this week, mate. Good to be with you.
Likewise, man.
From the underworld to your world, this is Black Crap News.